For countless people, this year dramatically unmasked that this world needs a savior. His name is Jesus Christ. Welcome him as savior and lord of your life today. You know, plain swaddling cloth wrapped God's ultimate priceless gift. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, without prejudice, yet with love for everyone. John 3:16 is reality. Later, our Lord Jesus left behind burial cloths and traded them for glory in his unstoppable victory over sin and death. Have you unwrapped God's greatest gift? Open your heart to the desperately needed Savior. No one can do it for you. It's between you and God. Let him be the loving, perfect, holy, and stable ruler of your life. When we know Jesus, we know that no matter what we're going through, we're going through it. Notice the word states in Psalm 23, through the valley of the shadow of death. That's the difference. We're not staying in it. Yet Christ remains with us through it all. Emmanuel, God with us. That's what Emmanuel means. So yes, most important of all, he is with us who know him as we go through the tough valley. And he gives us everything we need as we do it through his strength. You know, it's profound to be lost then found by the good shepherd and king, Jesus Christ himself. Today, if I could, I would just make eye contact with you and say, I know it's been tough, but stop running around, distracting yourself from the pain and the sin and everything that's destroying things in your life. And instead, please let him hold you and bring you to the fold. Drop the sin. Repent. We all need to repent. Believe and trust in God's Son. Safe, loved, never alone. That's reality for everyone who knows Jesus. Further, everyone who truly knows him experiences complete transformation. As we approach the new year and reflect on our freedom giver's birthday, 2 Corinthians 2:17 really is very powerful. Quote, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is, grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he is a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition, have passed away. Behold, new things have come, because spiritual awakening brings a new life. How about that? New life for the new year. Embrace the hand of Christ extended to you right now. God's offer of eternal life infinitely surpasses and outshines anything that we see in ads at Christmas time and New Year's. When we are born again and made new, we desire to respond in loving obedience to him as he wants what is best for us, so we can have complete trust in him, even when we don't understand. So, as we seek to do his perfect loving will, we can say with confidence as we approach a new year, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah! Through him, we can get through anything and experience his comfort and joy. That's all the difference. It's not a put-on, it's a fact. I've experienced it, and myriads of other people who know him have experienced it. The journey to Bethlehem stands out as a vivid example of God's tremendous, miraculous ways to provide the way when there seemed to be no way. As we continue to reflect on this most memorable year, let us reflect his love and light to those dwelling in darkness. We celebrate Christmas because Christ came, and he's coming again, as Gabriel declared to Mary in Luke 1:37, quote, for with God nothing is or ever shall be impossible. Hallelujah and Merry Christmas. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are you. We thank you that you are true and that we can trust you completely. And so we do that right now. We just repent, we turn from sin, and we welcome you and believe you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord of our lives personally. We rely on you alone and what you did on the cross, bearing the punishment for each of our sins, and then conquering sin and death when you rose again. We believe you, Jesus. We receive you, Jesus. We just give you everything. We give you all prayer requests on our hearts. We ask for comfort for the grieving, for the sick. Help everyone, Lord, to sense your presence and remember that you are Emmanuel, God with us. We love you, Lord, and welcome you. In Jesus' name, amen.